Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, all around the world, barber shops have always been known as a place where people gather to get a shave and a trim, maybe exchange a little gossip. But what if it were more than that? A group called the Confess Project is encouraging Black men and boys to speak openly with their barbers about the problems in their lives. The rate of suicide among young Black Americans is sharply on the rise, and the idea is that these specially trained barbers can get their customers to open up and offer help when they're hurting. Craig Charles is one of those barbers. He's owner of Crown Cuts Academy in Johnson City, Tennessee. Craig, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. And, you know, I bet in some ways a lot of men can relate to this. You sit down in the chair after a long day and you just start saying stuff that you wouldn't say otherwise. What is it about barbers?
Well, barbers have a sense of comfort. Over time, you build relationships with your clients, and that adds a sense of comfort where you get comfortable, where you're able to express yourself in certain manners.
I bet you're also, you know, after several years, you're pretty good at reading a room or a face when someone comes in that door and sits in your chair.
I mean, yeah, pretty much you can tell a temperature when someone's coming in, what's on their mind through their facial expression, their body language, and you can kind of see how, even when how tense they are when they sit down, what's going on throughout that day or that week or that month.
So tell me a story about something that you heard from someone. You know, what have people opened up to you about?
I mean, people have opened up on several things. Their kids, how to resolve problems, going through divorces, basic things as far as just daily life, the daily struggles in life.
And how do you respond? Because, I mean, you're trained in this program, but you're not a licensed therapist. You're a barber.
Oh, by far. I mean, well, the four things we base ourselves on is active listening. Through active listening, then comes a positive communication. And after the positive communication, you validate people's feelings. That's the third point. And then the fourth point is reducing the stigma.
There's a lot of stigma, isn't there? I mean, there's a stigma telling men not to talk about their feelings, especially among Black men and boys.
I mean, for so long, it's kind of taboo, and it's kind of just through years of just trauma, just hearing that you're the man of the house, and without just so many young men growing up without a father and just being raised by a single parent, that's tough. So in turn, all you hear growing up is you're the man of the house. You're the man of the house. You have to take care of me. You have to take care of the household. And if you have little brothers and sisters and siblings, you kind of have a heart and you care for that. And over time, that just calluses you up. And it puts you in a position of vulnerability where you're not ready for all of that.
How do you break it down?
I mean, through conversation, just easing their mind, letting them know, hey, it's okay, because trauma is real. And I go to a specialist through a therapy, for therapy, just kind of calm my mind and let them understand, if I can do it, you can do it as well.
It's been a tough few years for you, for your clients, for everyone, really. I mean, there's the pandemic, which hit Black families harder. There's the murder of George Floyd. We're having deep conversations, troubling conversations sometimes about systemic racism in this country. Do those issues come up? I mean, how do you help people manage that?
That's it's funny you say that, because in the barbershop, that's one of the few places where you can be at ease and have those conversations, because those conversations come up all the time. And you have to be ready to kind of give an honest opinion and kind of soothe some tension, because a lot of times you find yourself in a barbershop being the mediator between two conversations that's going on.
Tell me more. What do you mean?
Well, a lot of times conversations happens while two clients are in two separate barber chairs, and kind of brings up a situation where it becomes like now a community conversation where the barbers and all the clients and even people who are waiting chimes in. So it becomes just a viable conversation, just kind of ease the tension, and always comes to a resolve, because as much as we want to build our community, we go to the barbershop when we solve issues as well.
So do you think having those types of conversations with your clients together, almost as a community in a barbershop, I mean, is it helping?
I think it helps. I mean, because the barbershop, again, it's almost like a country club for men, for young boys of color. It's an opportunity to go and express yourself, get some, just some pick-me-upper from an adult. People are just like you. People talk like you. They sound like you. And they're able to kind of orate and just feel the things that you're going through.
Do you help people get help from a professional therapist? I mean, does it lead to that, or are these just conversations?
No, by far. We have phone numbers, and we have posters in the shop to let people know, hey, you know what? I am not a therapist. I'm not a specialist, but I can bridge the gap, and this is someone's phone number right here who can help you. And we do that all the time. And I've had barbers call me and say, Craig, do you remember that phone number that we had for that therapist? I'm like, yeah, I have it right here. I know someone who needs it real bad.
Wow. It's a lot more than a haircut, isn't it? Craig Charles, owner of the Crown Cuts Academy in Johnson City, Tennessee, and a barber ambassador for the Confess Project. Craig, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
And if you or someone you know is in crisis or considering suicide, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.